Among the most popular items to donate to a charity are vehicles. Donations of cars and trucks help nonprofit organizations raise about $480 million per year.
That good used car or truck out in your driveway is as special as a gift can be.
Ads like this can be heard in many big cities. Some organizations will even arrange to tow away a donated vehicle.
For all this, you'll get more than a warm holiday feeling. In fact, if you donate your car by December 31st, you'll be eligible for a tax deduction on your 2004 return.
Donors can claim a deduction of the full market value of the car, but that will not necessarily be the case next year, depending on a vehicle's condition. To explain why it might be a good idea to donate a vehicle in the next 2 weeks, Rene Montaigne spoke with Martin Nissenbaum. He's the National Director of Personal Income Tax Planning at Ernst & Young in New York.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us, what has changed in the tax rules for car donations to charitable organizations?
Well, Congress last year perceived that there were a number of abuses taking place in the car donation area. What many people were doing was donating junk cars and taking deductions for the value of that car as if it was in excellent condition based on the Blue Book value.
So what's exactly new about the rule?
Starting as of January 1st, 2005, if you donate a car to charity, your deduction is going to be limited based on what the charity does with that car. If the charity turns around and sells the car, then your deduction is going to be limited to the gross proceeds that the charity receives from the sale of that car. If the charity actually uses the car as part of its exempt function, then you will be entitled to deduct the actual fair market value. So, for example, if you donate your car to a neighborhood watch that has a patrol that drives around and they use your car for that purpose, you'll be able to deduct the fair market value. Otherwise, if they just turn around and sell the car, you'll only be able to deduct what they got from the sale of the car.
Well, I'm just a little curious how hard this will be to monitor.
Well, Congress decided to put in a monitoring system. And they've put the onus on the donee charity, saying that if the charity receives a donation of a car, they have to report all that information both to the donor and to the IRS.
Would you expect that charities will be hurt by this new rule? People decide that it's more trouble to donate a car than it's worth?
I would think that the people will be focusing their contributions more than they have in the past. In the past, you'd make a contribution to any charity if they accept a car. Now, knowing, if you do know, and you should know, that your deduction will be limited if the charity doesn't use it as part of their exempt function, people will probably direct their cars more often to charities that will use their car. Otherwise, there were stories last year of people who had donated cars that they claimed thousands of dollars of deductions for. The charity sold it through a middleman, and the charity wound up getting $5 or $10. Even if you have a car that's not in great shape, you probably want to get more out of it than a tax deduction for $5 or $10.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Martin Nissenbaum is the author of the Ernst & Young Tax Guide 2005.